Satya and I were at a wedding recently, and the minister spoke very movingly about selfless love, this divine love that doesn't ask for anything in return, sort of in contrast to human love. And I thought, God, you know, he really, I had a sense that he really knew what he was talking about. And then halfway through this sermon, he said, and if the government think they can redefine marriage, they've got another thing coming. You know, the day before, the gay marriage bill had been going through the House of Lords. And I thought, okay, that's an interesting remark to have in the middle of this otherwise very beautiful wedding. And first of all, I was a little bit put out because it didn't match my own views. And then I was interested how one person could hold both of these, to me, seemingly contradictory points of view. On the one hand, be interested in selfless love and in promoting partnerships of love in which people support each other in their spiritual journey. That's what he talked about. And on the other hand, want to exclude some parts of society, some people, from these kind of partnerships. And yet we all do this all the time in particular ways. We can be in touch with something very divine and moving and inspired by selfless love, and in the next breath say something that excludes somebody or that hurts somebody, that comes from a place of ego instead of selflessness. I did speculate a little bit about what his, you know, what was it that drove that difference in him, and, you know, he's not here and he disappeared after the service, so I couldn't ask him. But the particular emphasis on the government, I wondered if it was something to do with the sort of historical power that the church held, and he felt that was under threat. So there's this defensiveness that comes up. I don't know. But the church has the Anglican Church has a specific view on gay marriage, which is that they're not going to perform it and they're not going to bless it, and it isn't seen as a marriage in God's eyes. And at the beginning of the service, the minister read out the Anglican definition of what marriage was and what marriage was in God's eyes, and that gave me a hint that actually he was a particular sort of minister, even though he then went on to speak very movingly about selfless love. So here you have this structure that has defined the edges of itself, who is allowed to go to heaven, who is allowed to be loved by God, or whatever phrase you want to use. There's a chopping up of people in order to give this institution a particular sense of itself. And in order for the institution to survive, the ideas that make up the institution have to survive. And it made me think that whatever it is that we're in touch with that is selfless love is like water from a spring, a sort of spring that doesn't stop flowing. And various sages throughout history take their container. You've heard this before, I'm afraid, Satya, when I was thinking about it in the car out loud. Various sages throughout history take their particular container to the spring and fill it up with water, and then take that water back to people to spread it around. And of course, when you fill a container with water, the water takes on the shape of that container. Unfortunately, what happens is some people confuse the container for the water. So the particular shape of the bottle or the glass or the terracotta pot is what gets passed on from generation to generation. And maybe there's a little bit of moisture in some of them. Maybe some of them find other springs, but there's this confusion between the structure of the water and the water itself. And of course, Caroline, the precept that you picked out for us to think about this week in your online class was not confusing the finger pointing at the moon for the moon itself. So when I saw this minister holding both of these views, my thought was that he'd confused the finger for the moon. He had confused the particular ideas, the particular institutional ideas of the church for the spirit of selfless love in that moment. And yet, without these particularly shaped bottles and glasses and pots, given all their imperfections and they're leaky and they're, some of them are a bit dirty, if we didn't have those, it would be slightly more difficult to carry the water from the spring to somewhere else. And of course, you know, in reality, the water is springing up all around us, and most of us just can't see it for looking. So I don't want to say throw away the containers completely, but I do want to say don't confuse the finger for the moon or the bottle for the spring water, which seems appropriate as we're on the side of the Malvern Hills, now where we're to be. Yeah.